You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international. And yeah, we cover down on all of it. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, it is Wednesday. It is Wednesday all day long, and that means it's time for the camel.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Every time. I love that.
Every time.
Hey, Boomer.
It just makes us better.
How you doing?
Oh, I'm awesome now. I got to hear the camel. We may have to play it again later.
We may have to.
I just enjoy it.
You know what? If we want to play that camel all day long, we just can't.
Puts a smile on my face.
You doing good?
I'm doing good. Little man had a game last night, and he did great.
He did great. So what you're saying is he was the star of the team. Everybody else, not so much.
He did good, I'll say. We had our chats afterwards, you know, just to rough him up a little bit. Say, hey, you did good, but what could you have done better, buddy?
Oh, God. No participation trophies in this family.
No way, Jose.
None. Oh, man. Was it good, though? Beautiful night for
beautiful
it?
Beautiful night. It was nice.
There's nothing. Do the lights come on? Do they play the lights on the field?
They do play with lights on the field.
There's nothing like lights on the field.
Oh, man. Baseball light is awesome.
Yeah,
baseball lights, and football. Any under the lights.
I love Friday night football.
Yes.
Lights in the stadium. It's just a totally different world.
Did you go home, see the geese?
I went home, and Charlene, I came in, and sure enough, there were two spatulas by the back door.
Oh, no.
And I said, geese? And she goes, yes. Oh, my gosh. Yard buzzards is all they are. Okay, hey, that's enough of that. We got a great show laid on for you. At a last minute, I just called her right for the show. Our friend Terry Lathan, former chair of the Alabama Republican Party, she was there today. They had the first big public hearing on the School Choice Act. I don't think they took any action on it. I think they just had a public hearing. But nonetheless, the hearing was this morning. She was there. She was one of the first speakers. And so I just called her a minute ago. I said, hey, could you call in and give us an update? Because it fits in with what I'm doing otherwise on the show. And she said, absolutely. So she'll be on with us at 2:30. And then at 4 p.m. today, it is Wednesday. It is hump day. That means we have the Grand Council. So, yeah, Jeff Poore and Dale Jackson both going to be on the air with me at 4 o'clock, talking through various issues, pinging each other with questions, seeing how we do. Sometimes we agree, sometimes we don't, but it's always good, and we always love each other when it's done. So, anyway, 4 o'clock, Grand Council. Stay tuned for that. And then we got the Triple Dipper. Hit it, bud.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know. Well, today is going to be a day we're going to cook up a batch of home fries. So coming right out the gate, we'll be spending some time giving you updates on things that are happening right here in your backyard. All right, so we got to stay in tune. It's so easy to get lost in, you know, Fox News or Newsmax or wherever your sources are, and all you pay attention to is what's happening on the world stage or up in D.C. There's stuff that happens right here in our backyard, right here in our state, that has every bit as much impact on our lives, and we got to stay in tune with it. So number one, Triple Dipper, home fries. And then number two, adventures in woke world. God, my gosh, I got a slate of them. I think I could do the whole show on just the documents I've got for that one.
You have a plethora, like you
would
say.
Oh, you got
yes.
One of my words.
A lot.
That's one of my favorite Scrabble words. All right, so yeah, I got a plethora, a cornucopia, a buffet, a vast abundance, if you will. Oh, my Lord. I got a lot of them. So, yeah, adventures in woke world. Stay tuned for number two on the Triple Dipper. And then the third one, I'm just calling it Face Them Down. There's a audio clip that I've got that we'll hear later on that Matt Walsh from The Daily Wire. Well, I've got several pieces that talk about how you handle confrontational liberals. But then Matt Walsh did it so well, so well, that I've got an audio clip of him dealing with the Tennessee State Legislature on whether or not they should allow transgender treatments on minors. And, man, he just dismantled them. and he did it with class. So we're going to talk about how to face them down. That's number three on the Triple Dipper. So let me touch base now on my opening comments. And I'll just open up by saying my daughter is brilliant. My daughter is brilliant. She had a notion recently, and she checked it out, and she sent some information to me, and it blew my mind, to be honest with you. But I couldn't figure out whether the information represents a deep-rooted irony or just a blatant hypocrisy. So for something to be considered ironic, it usually has to mean there's, like, you know, some state of affairs exists that seems deliberately contrary to what one would expect, and it can often be found to be sort of humorous. But for something to be hypocritical, there's generally like a moral standard or some position that one espouses to others while doing just the opposite. Either one is when an opposite position is the outcome of what you expect. But irony is generally unintentional, while hypocrisy, well, that's just a lie by another name, and it would be intentional. So back to my daughter. She texted me the other day and said something to the effect that so often those who support the Green New Deal, carbon offsets, global warming, all of that they are often more liberal in a variety of other topics as well. Makes sense. And it would be reasonable, she pointed out, to assume that someone who supports radical means to address fears of climate change is also someone who is more likely to support the transgender agenda or gun control or abortion or the legalization of marijuana. It's not hyperbole on my part, it's just a fact. It's a reasonable assertion that liberals tend to be supportive of broader liberal agendas. I mean, certainly there may be those who are not supportive of one liberal talking point but supportive of another, but generally speaking, it's fair to assume that liberals are supportive of liberal causes in the broad sense. I mean, wouldn't you expect then that the same folks who clamor for marijuana legalization would also be putting up posters of Greta Thunberg and celebrating AOC's renewed attempt to push her green agenda? I would think so. Which makes the information that my daughter sent me even more ironic or hypocritical, depending on how you look at it. So here's the deal. It seems that a recent study by Colorado State University has determined that the United States' $13 billion, with a B, billion-dollar cannabis industry is taking a huge environmental toll in the form of the ultimate sin, greenhouse gas emissions. Say it's not so. Save us, Greta Thunberg, save us. The study shows that the greenhouse gas emissions from cannabis production, attributed to things like electricity for grow farms and natural gas for climate controls and high-intensity grow lights and carbon dioxide emissions for accelerated growth, they all create massive spikes in electrical consumption. Huh. Even to the extent that just in the Denver area alone, cannabis cultivation consumed roughly 4% of the total electricity consumption for the year 2018. And a review of the study, the same study, in Smithsonian Magazine, it concluded that growing 1 ounce of pot, just 1 ounce of pot indoors, can emit as much carbon as burning a tank of gas in your horrible old carbon-emitting fossil fuel-burning soon-to-be-banned automobile. Horrors! This cannot be! But let's just chalk it up to an unfortunate irony. I mean, surely the tree huggers didn't mean to blast a hole in the ozone and accelerate the extinction of polar bears by growing their favorite blend of ganja weed. So they want us to do away with our gas stoves, switch to electric vehicles, scale down our appliances, put diapers on cows and eat bugs. But meanwhile, the same crew calling for nationwide legalization of marijuana and drastic measures on climate alarmism are now faced with a dilemma. Can they still call for both? Can they see the data I just cited and know in their heart of hearts that they are a part of the problem and still support both sides without remorse? Can they have their cannabis farms and their demands for legalization of marijuana and still support the Green New Deal? Well, now that they know, now that they've been made aware, surely they will call for the curbing of the growth of cannabis growth. Don't hold your breath. You see, realizing the irony and choosing not to act upon it is the basis for hypocrisy, and the left is filled with hypocrites. We so often see a do as I say, not as I do. A good for me, but not for you kind of mentality. And we see it all the time. I mean, liberals will tell you things like the elementary school age children that you're trying to raise should be allowed to give solo consent to have their bodies mutilated and their gender reassigned, whether or not parental support is given. But they will tell you in the same breath that parents should have no say, no choice at all in what school their child goes to. Huh. Parents have a say, parents don't have a say, kids have the say, who? How about this? John Kerry and Al Gore lecture us on the climate while flying in private jets to Davos to call for more climate activism with other so-called world leaders. Or New York Governor Kathy Hochul recently called to eliminate gas stoves and all new construction in her state altogether, while images on her Facebook page show that she has a gas stove in her own residence. On other fronts, Congresswoman Cori Bush, she calls to defund the police and establish draconian gun control laws, while also, by the way, paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for private armed security. Because she's important. And it was also being paid to her husband, so that makes it okay. Or how about when President Trump was banned from social media for allegedly espousing misinformation? But yet now we find out that Biden's Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, he's the one, while he was working for the Biden campaign, who helped to create the infamous letter that was signed by former U.S. intelligence officials that served as a basis to quash the story about the Hunter Biden laptop. Where's the misinformation now? But then there's California Governor Gavin Newsom, the king daddy of irony and/or hypocrisy. I mean, where to begin here? He issues major pandemic lockdowns. He declares California a sanctuary state. He bans official travel to multiple other states because they have conservative lawmakers. And then he's caught having a secret dinner without masks at an expensive restaurant during the lockdowns with high-dollar lobbyists. And he most recently called out his National Guard to help with fentanyl streaming across his sanctuary border. And he takes a personal vacation to Montana, despite the fact that it was on his banned states list. Right. I gotta be honest with you, man. My irony meter is pegged out. But the reality is that so much of what we see in the liberal agenda is an ironic mess. They don't even realize sometimes the disparities in their thinking and the agendas they push for. But when they do realize it, and I believe that many already knew when they first shouted out their original demands, when they do realize it, they are then faced with a dilemma of choosing to amend their ways or just remain content to be a hypocrite. Irony versus hypocrisy. They often go hand in hand. But then again, the other definition of the word irony is that it's a part of Greek tragedies. And that kind of fits. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Irony versus hypocrisy, man. Hard to distinguish them sometimes. But the irony is supposed to be accidental, and when you discover it, you move away from it. Hypocrisy, that's when you recognize the irony and you decide to go ahead and hang on to it anyway because you're a liar. All right, folks, Phil Williams. Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to Camel Day, Hump Day, midweek. You made it halfway to the weekend, so congratulations on that. And we are moving forward right now. The text lines are already open and the texters are already texting. So yeah, 833-687-4448. That's the number, 833-687-4448, or otherwise known as 833-68-RIGHT. So I got to tell you, right out the gate, we're going to do Adventures in Woke World later, but I cannot help but notice that one of the top stories out there right now on FoxNews.com is that the Dylan Mulvaney saga continues. Like, apparently, Bud Light, Nike, and Kate Spade, you know, they all have been living through the blowback they've been getting from conservatives for having, you know, this dude who thinks he's a chick.
Right.
Guess who the new one is, Boomer?
There's another one now?
Oh, it's a major company.
Oh, no.
Maybelline Makeup.
What?
Maybelline. Wait,
did they not even just see what has happened with these other companies right before they do this?
Just, you know, I would have to think they did.
Man.
I just look at it and go, what the heck? So at this point right now, I would bet if Maybelline came out publicly and said, we're not doing the Dylan Mulvaney thing, so stop asking. They would have all kinds of new consumers, I would think.
Oh, I would bet there would be, because all the women would be like, thank you. He is not a woman. I am. I'll just buy your makeup just because you did that.
I know. People who don't even wear makeup and go buy makeup.
Exactly.
It's like I said the other day with Goya Foods. They said, you know, they said, no, go pound sand. Told the liberals what to do. Liberals called for a boycott of Goya Foods. Guess what? More people bought black beans in the next, their sales went up 22% in the next quarter.
Just watch. Just, there you go, guys.
People who don't even eat black beans were eating black beans.
Man.
I mean, you would put makeup on. You'd buy Maybelline makeup yourself.
Buy Maybelline makeup, and I'll just give it to my wife.
There you go. All right.
Just to support them.
Fair enough. it's there, man. We are at the Mad Hatter's Tea Party right now. Just saying. So that's top story right now on FoxNews.com. We got plenty more where that came from, because it's a woke world out there right now.
Woo!
What was that movie? It was Mad World.
It was back in the day. Yeah,
that was a hilarious movie, a classic. So the text line, I will tell you, there's a few things on that text line already. David from Huntsville just said, Fox News is Bud Light. Okay. Ike from Somerville says, happy hump day, Phil. Yeah, I said, I agree. Thank you, man. Brian from Athens, what did he just text me? Ah, he sent me a camel gif. Happy hump day, he says. You are right, man. We have to play the camel again here in a minute. This is getting to be a thing. Anita from South Huntsville. Okay, she sent me a paragraph. What'd she say? Conservatives need to realize that the hypocrisy on the left is not a bug. It's a feature. It's a power move. It's a flex. They are demonstrating they can make the rules and that they can do whatever they want, and we get to sit and take it. They are well aware of the double standards, and we need to stop giving them the benefit of the doubt that they're just blind to it or out of touch. She does not like the irony discussion. It's all hypocrisy. There's occasionally irony, Anita, but I do believe that most of it's hypocrisy. And then John from Huntsville texted in. He's all about that NBA bracket, and apparently you're doing well.
I'm doing well, except I think he said my chances of the $1 million have gone kaput.
Oh, there's that.
It's okay.
Here, I thought you were going to underwrite the next year of Right Side Radio.
I was going to, but now I can't.
Robert from Madison says, okay. Golly, Robert from Madison, with regards to my monologue a minute ago, he says, can't wait to get stoned while I ride my diaper-wearing cow to the lithium mine for batteries to back up the wind turbines to power my pot farm next to the paper straw factory. Let me read that again, because that was as good. He says, can't wait to get stoned while I ride my diaper-wearing cow to the lithium mines for batteries to back up the wind turbines to power my pot farm next to the paper straw factory. Wow. Okay. JT from Lacey Springs says, with all the assets available, apparently the cannabis growers are too naive to garden their product outdoors. Well, you know, it's about efficiency, because it's not a matter of whether we actually grow life-sustaining food sources. No, it's all about the pot farms. Gotta have those indoor grow lights in the climate-controlled conditions. Come on. Jeff from Indiana, I knew somebody would say this when I wrote it. He says, I said, don't hold your breath. He says, Phil, how do they hold their breath after they take a toke? And I said, it's another story for another time, Jeff. And he says, you're not taking into consideration, by the way, that drag queens buy makeup too, and lots of it. Well, that is true. Lots of it. And then Brandon from Athens says, what is going on? LOL. It ain't all laughs, though, is it, though? I'm telling you, it's real. This stuff's real. We're going to deal with it. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back with Terry Latham, former chair of the Alabama Republican Party.